Amen.
and I hate the devil. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for everyone again that's tuned in on tonight. If you're just joining us, amen, we thank God we do. Amen. Love you all the way from Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network Incorporated. Amen. Right here in Talladega, Alabama. And we thank God for our founder, our overseer. Amen. Our apostle. Amen. And pastor. Amen. Of Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network Incorporated. Apostle Miller James Pearson Jr. on tonight. Amen. My husband. Amen. And I thank God for him on tonight. Amen. The visionary of this house. Amen. Amen. Of this network. Amen. And we thank God. Amen. For what all God is doing. Amen. Yet thank you, God. Amen. We know that Jesus' blood still has power. Amen. And not only does Jesus' blood still has power, we know that Jesus' blood still works. Amen. Amen. And we yet believe and stand on that scripture. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Amen. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And amen. And with his stripes, we are healed on tonight. Amen. And we believe, amen, in that. Amen. Pastor the scripture, we believe, amen. Amen. In the last days, amen, that the Lord is going to, amen, pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Amen. Sons and daughters, amen, they shall prophesy. Amen. Amen. And we thank God, amen, we standing on, amen, the word of God on tonight. Amen. Let's go to Bible study on tonight. Amen. We thank God for you on tonight. Let's go to Bible study. Amen. We want you to get your Bibles. Amen. Get your tablets. Amen. Get your pen. Get your paper. Let's go to Bible study. Let's go to the scriptures. Let's be encouraged. Amen. By the word of God on tonight. Amen. We want to go on tonight to St. John. Amen. The 17th chapter on tonight. Amen. We want to St. John, the 17th chapter on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And tonight, amen, we're going to talk about Jesus. Amen. I said we're going to talk about Jesus. Amen. And we're going to talk about how Jesus, amen, how he prayed. Amen. How Jesus prayed. Amen. When you know how Jesus prayed, amen, amen, it'll teach you how to pray. Amen. It'll teach us how to pray. Amen. Amen. But we thank God, amen, that we already have a perfect example, amen, that was left on record for us. Amen. And his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. The first and the last, the beginning and the ending. Amen. He's everything. Amen. That you need him to be. Amen. To you and for you on tonight. Amen. Amen. First of all, on the first, amen, St. John 17, we're going to look at verses, amen, 1 through 5 first. Amen. The first passage of scriptures. Amen. We want to talk about Jesus and how he prayed. Amen. For himself. Amen. If you don't know this on tonight, amen, yes, it's very important for you, amen, to pray for yourself, amen, amen. You say, okay, I know I got to think on others much more than I do myself, but first we got to, amen, we have to establish a connection, amen, with the Lord. We have to communicate with the Lord first, amen, amen. And he has to deal with us one-on-one first, amen, amen. And we have to learn how to pray for ourselves, amen. Amen, amen. And Jesus, he prayed for himself. If he prayed for himself, amen, we have to do the same thing, amen. Amen, that's why he left on record, amen. Amen, to the disciples, amen, the martyr press said, amen, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, amen. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Say, give us this day our daily bread, amen. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Amen. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. 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 We have to be able, amen, to, amen, make sure, amen, the line of communication, amen, the line of prayer, the prayer line, amen, I said the prayer line is open. Amen. Amen. We first have to pray for ourselves just like Jesus did. Let's look at the passages of scriptures. In St. John 17:1 on tonight, it said, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Amen. Jesus, he was talking to God, his Father. Amen. And he was letting them know, this is the time for me to be glorified. Amen. Amen. This is the time that I must, amen, face, amen, what you sent me down on earth for. Amen. It's the time that I must, amen, I must go, amen, to the cross. I must, amen, I must go to the cross and I must give up my life. Amen. Amen. So I may be glorified. So, amen, amen. Not only that, amen, to be taken down into the grave. Amen. Because I want them to know that the scripture must be fulfilled, that I shall rise, amen, on the third day. Hallelujah. And I shall rise with all power in my hand. Amen. And he said, the hours come, glorify thy son, and thy son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, amen, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Amen. So, amen, we must know, amen, in this passage of scripture, as Jesus was praying to the Father, amen, he was making it known, amen, amen, that, amen, he, God was going to glorify him, amen, just as he glorified God, amen. Because as he walked down and he dwelt, amen, amongst, amen, on the earth, amongst men and women and boys and girls, amen, he glorified his Father. Amen. He said, I did not come for no reputation. Amen. But he came to do the will of his Father. Amen. And as he prayed, he went on and he said, amen, that this life is eternal, that they might know that the only true God, amen, that the only true God is Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. So he wanted them, amen, as he was praying that, amen, there was only one true God, amen. And God is the one that sent me, amen. And the fourth verse that I have glorified thee on the earth, amen. Amen. And so we see, amen, how Jesus, as he prayed to the Father, amen, and he was, amen, he was, amen, talking, he was communicating with the Father. He said, I have glorified you on earth, amen. And he said, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to thee. And so how is this important to us on tonight? When Jesus, amen, he was praying for himself, he said, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And on tonight, I want to ask you a question. Amen. Are you doing the works that the Lord has called you to do? Amen. Have you begun the work? Are you doing the work, amen, that the Lord has called you to do? Or are you waiting? Are you waiting for man's, amen, to give you the signal? Amen. When God has already told you to move, has already told you what to do. Amen. 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 It's best to move by the Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And it said, I have finished the work which thou hast given me to fulfilled. Amen. Hallelujah. And when God has placed people in your life, when he's giving you a family, when he's giving you, amen, amen, people, amen, that's in, amen, that knows you, amen, that you're affiliated with, amen, amen, those, amen, that are in the Lord, amen, and we know that we got to pray for the sinners, and those that are out of them, we got to know how to even pray for them, amen, amen, hallelujah, amen. And the word of God said, now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. So he let them know. He said, I talked to the disciples. Whatever, he said, whatsoever thou hast given me, it's of you, God. It's of you, Father. Amen. It's of you, amen. It's not of me, but it's of you, Father. I told you in the beginning, amen, the word of God said, amen, Jesus didn't come for no reputation, but he come to do the will of his Father. Are you doing the will of your Father tonight? Amen. Are you trying to make yourself a reputation? Amen. Amen. That ain't going to get you anywhere. Amen. Trying to make yourself of a reputation. Amen. Trying to, amen, amen, to be in the big lights. Amen. Amen. But the only thing that we should be concerned about, amen, is, amen, to glorify the works of God. Hallelujah. To declare his name in the earth. To spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. To pray, amen, for the sinners, amen, in this world. Amen. To pray for our brothers and sisters, amen, that may have gotten weak, that may have gotten feeble, amen, that may be going through something. Amen. We got to learn not just how to pray for ourselves, but how to pray for somebody else. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus, he was the perfect example. Amen. And he taught us this. Amen. He taught us this through his word. Amen. The scriptures have shown, amen, yes, how he prayed for himself. Not only did he pray for himself, he prayed for his disciples. Amen. If any, amen, any leader, amen, any pastor, any leader, amen, any, amen, even any evangelist, any apostle, amen, any pastor, amen, whoever God, amen, whoever God has given you, and they belong to God. Amen. We got to make sure we understand that people belong to God. Amen. God, amen, give it, amen, and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And when God placed people in your life, when God placed people, amen, in your ministries, amen, you have to pray. Amen. You, amen, amen, you, amen, you are a watcher, amen, over their soul, amen. The Lord said, watch, amen. The Lord gives us instructions. He gives us guidance through by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Not of ourselves, not of our flesh. Amen. Not to be lord over people. Amen. But he gives us instructions. Amen. How to pray. Amen. How to see. Amen. In the spirit. How to see. Amen. What? Amen. Different ones may be going through. Amen. And lead us into prayer. How to pray. Amen. For those, amen, that he's placed with us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus did it. He prayed for his disciples. He prayed, amen, for the disciples that God had given him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Said, for I have given unto them the words which thou hast given me. He said, in other words, he said, Jesus, I didn't change anything, but I gave them the words that you gave me. And see, a lot of times, amen, amen, we as people of God, we get in trouble, amen, by giving somebody words, amen, that didn't come from God. Amen, but we be giving people words, amen, that come, amen, from emotions, amen, that come from, amen, issues of life, that comes from other people. Jesus. We have to ask the Lord, even, amen, before, amen, we go and stand, amen, amen, before people. And then we got to understand these people belong to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to understand. We have to be careful. Amen. We have to, amen, we have to be, amen, careful. We have to be sensitive. Amen. We have to be, know how, amen, to give the word of God in love, amen, in authority, and in power. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But Jesus prayed for his disciples. Thank you, Jesus. He said, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Amen. These disciples, they knew, amen, that Jesus was sent by God, and they believed the word of God. What are you believing on tonight? Are you believing the word of God, or are you believing, amen, the word of man? Amen. Are you believing the word of God, or are you believing the word of man? Hallelujah. I'm going to believe, amen, the word of God on tonight. He said, I have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them, Jesus said. I pray not for the world. Jesus said, I pray for them. He said, I pray for the disciples. But he said, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are thine. They are yours. And all mine are thine. He said, all that are yours are mine, and all what's yours is mine. They're all the ones. That's why, amen, when, amen, when people try to start to separate this thing, amen, they get in trouble. You can't separate Jesus, God, and the Holy Ghost. They are all one. It's the full package. You can't go to the Father but by Jesus Christ. Say, all of mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I glorify in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. He said, Holy Father, keep through thine own name, keep them through the name of Jesus. Those whom thou hast what given me, that they may be one as we are. Do you hear what the scripture said? Let me read it again, because I told you they're all one. You can't separate Jesus, God, and the Holy Ghost. God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. However you want to put it, you cannot separate. But it said, Holy Father, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. So amen, if, amen, if, amen, if Jesus and God and the Holy Ghost are one, that means those that are in the body of Christ, we have to be one too. We have to operate as one, one being the body of Christ. He said, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. And those that thou gavest me, I have kept, he said. And none of them is lost, but the son of prediction, that's Judas. And this is for the purpose that the scripture might be fulfilled. He said, now come out to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word. Jesus said, I have given them thy word. And the world hath hated them. Yeah, the world. It's going to hate us. But that's all right. Because they are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. And I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. So we see, amen, that, amen, he's talking, amen, amen, in the 15th verse, amen. Say, keeping them from evil, keeping them from destruction. So I'm not praying that you take them out of the world. I'm praying that thou should keep them from evil. He said, they are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. We know that the word is the truth. Say, and thou hast sent me into the world, even so hast understand. Some people don't want to be labeled as sanctified. How many of you know tonight Jesus is sanctified? Amen. He said, even and for that sake, I sanctify myself. He's already sanctified through the truth. He said that they also might be sanctified through the truth. That's what he said. That's the prayer that he prayed for his disciples. He said that they might be sanctified through the truth. What is the truth? The word of God. God is true. Amen. Jesus is true. The Holy Ghost. Amen. It's a leader. It's a teacher. And it's a guide. And it will guide you. Amen. Into all truth. Amen. But I thank God on tonight as I get ready, amen, to tell you about this last prayer, amen, that I want to touch on tonight, amen, we see that Jesus prayed for himself, amen, and we see what Jesus prayed for his disciples. But I want to let you know out there, if you are born again believer, amen, and you know Jesus Christ for the pardon of your sin, and you're a believer that he is the only one and true God, I want you to know tonight that Jesus has already prayed for you. And all of those that come into, amen, the knowledge of Jesus Christ and ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins, amen, and take him as your Lord and your Savior, amen, and believe about the Word of God and let the Word of God sanctify you and purify you, amen, and keep you from the world, keep you from evil, amen, and you do the works and declare the works of the Lord, amen. Jesus, amen, prayed a prayer for you if you come into that what Jesus wants you to come in. Repent on tonight, amen. I'm so glad that Jesus didn't leave us out, amen. Amen, but he looked, amen, down through many generations. He knew not only was his disciples was going to believe on him, but he knew that many more was going to believe on him. And I thank God for believing on Jesus Christ, believing in the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. And with that, amen, I thank God for Jesus praying for the believers. Are you a believer on tonight? St. John 17:20. And Jesus is yet speaking. Jesus is yet speaking. Amen. And whenever we see the red, Jesus is speaking. So this is not what I got from somebody else. This is not, amen, what I heard from somebody else. But what the passages of scriptures that, amen, that I'm about to read to you right now that I've been reading, amen, I want you to pay close attention. I want now to encourage the believers. Amen. And if you're watching on tonight, if you're not a believer of Jesus Christ, if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, I pray, amen, on tonight that you will give your life to the Lord on tonight. Listen, St. John 17:20 said, neither pray I for these alone. He said, I'm not just praying for, amen, my disciples. He said, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee. That they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. That the world might believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. That they may be one. Even as what we are one. He, amen, he relates it back to himself and God. Amen. He said, I in them. And thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. That they may be made perfect in one. One. And that the world that thou hast sent me and has loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be me where I am. Be with me where I am. He says, Father, sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name. And I will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them. He said, wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. So I want to let you know, because Jesus loved us so much, he didn't just pray for himself. Yes, it was important that he did. It was important for him to talk to the Father. Because even in that, him talking to the Father, he was teaching his disciples, and even through scriptures, teaching us today how we have to pray even for ourselves. Pray that we enter not into temptation. But Jesus he wasn't just praying for himself. But he went on and he prayed for his disciples. The one that God had placed with him to complete the works of the Lord. But Jesus did not stop there, but he went on. And he said, I'm praying for all those that believe in me. Are you a believer on tonight? I want to let you know, whatever you may be going through tonight, if you're a believer of Jesus Christ and you believe, amen, that Jesus is the resurrection of life. Notice that Jesus, he has already prayed for you. There might be somebody out there tonight, you don't know Jesus from the pardon of your sins. It's not too late. But it's time to give your life to the Lord. Not only your life, but give him everything. All your mind, your body, your heart, your everything. Give everything to the Lord. Surrender all to the Lord. And be about God's business. Jesus loves you tonight. I want you to know tonight, somebody out there, amen, you may be, amen, you may have a heavy burden on you tonight. But I want you to know that Jesus is able to lift that burden on tonight. He's able to free you of whatever that you may be going through, whatever you may be facing, whatever may be tugging, amen, at your mind, that may be tugging at your heart, that may be tugging at your life, may be tugging at your spirit. I want you to know that Jesus cares about you. And not only does he care about you, but he loves you on tonight. Not just tonight. But he loved you even as you was being formed in your mother's womb. He loves you. You're a sinner. He loves you. If you're a saint, he loves you. He's married to the backsliders. There's some backsliders out there on tonight. You want to come back to God, but you just don't know how to come back to God. There's a heavy burden over you. It feels like a chain is holding you back from God. If you lift your hands right there where you at on tonight, believe God's word. Believe in Jesus Christ that he's able to lift that heavy burden on tonight. He's able to do it for you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, there's heavy burdens on tonight. And Lord, we ask you that everyone that may be watching right now that has a heavy burden, that they feel like they just can't make it. They just can't get a loose to do your works. They just can't get a loose to be saved. Oh God, that they just can't get loose to be sanctified and declared. you for prayer and fasting. We thank you right now for every answer prayer. Oh God, we thank you for the prayers that you even answered right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for how you bring the best matters back to you, how you touch them. Signing off in the mighty name of Jesus.